Tony D on the third shift.
It's Tony D with you
on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
It's Tony D here on the nighttime on Yahoo Sports Radio. Well, we're kind of continuing our previews of the Final Four teams. And now it's time to look at the Oklahoma Sooners. We'll take on Villanova in one of the Final Four matchups. Ryan Aber joins us from the Oklahoma, who covers the Sooners. How are you, Ryan?
Doing fantastic. How are you doing tonight?
Good. I really appreciate your time on this. All right, in terms of, I want to get to Buddy Hield first. As far as his emergence on the national stage, obviously you knew how good of a player he was as he was developing. Are you caught by surprise of what kind of year he has had for the Sooners this year?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I don't think anybody expected him to take this kind of leap. I mean, he was a 17 or so point scorer last year, won the Big 12 Player of the Year. So you knew he'd be a player that would be one of the top players in the country. But to take this kind of leap, to score 25 points a game, to put on the performances like he did in Lawrence against Kansas, and in the Big 12 tournament against Iowa State, and obviously in the NCAA tournament, has just been incredible. And just the amount of shots he's hit and the quickness in which he gets the shots off is something that I don't think anybody really expected from him this season.
Was he staying around in Oklahoma to work on particular skills and has developed those skills now that he's a senior?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that caused him to hang around for a senior year was that what he was hearing from NBA scouts. They said he couldn't handle the ball well enough and finish near the rim. He fixed that and did a whole lot better with those two things, but he also got a lot better with his shots and got those up a whole lot faster, did a lot of speed drills over the off season, and it's clearly really paid off, and it's vaulted him to a guy who was, you know, maybe he could sneak into the very bottom of the first round before this year into being a definite lottery pick. And now some people like Klay Thompson said a couple days ago said he should be a top three pick in the NBA draft.
Whenever I've had a chance to see Oklahoma, it's usually because they're in a big game and it's kind of the highlight game of the week. And he always seems to show up. That's something I don't think you teach. Has he always been like that?
Yeah, he really has, at least the last two or three years, as he's been the sort of the go-to guy on this team. It seems like when they need somebody to perform, he's the guy who steps up and does it. And really this year, it's been especially prevalent in the second half of games. He's had some monster second halves, doesn't seem to wear down near as much as everybody else on the court. And it's just pretty amazing to see a guy who's able to hit those kind of shots late in games the way he's done very consistently.
As they go up against Villanova and you get now this kind of these tighter games and whatnot, I expect them anyway. If Buddy Hield does not particularly play well, who is the guy that has stepped up for the Sooners this season?
Well, when Buddy Hield doesn't play well, which isn't very often, they've got to have both Isaiah Cousins and Jordan Woodard hitting from outside. This is such a perimeter-oriented team, and obviously Buddy Hield has been fantastic this year, but they've usually got to have two of those guards hitting. And like I said, Hield hasn't had very many off nights, but Cousins and Woodard had been fantastic from the outside as well. It was sort of a head-scratching move before the season for a lot of people. When Lon Kruger switched Isaiah Cousins and Jordan Woodard, moving Woodard off the point in favor of Cousins, who had played the point a little bit as a freshman with not so good results. But it's worked out perfectly because Jordan Woodard has become a big-time three-point shooter himself, was a top three three-point shooter in the country for most of the year until he struggled late in the regular season. But he's really come on strong here during the NCAA tournament, and that's a big reason why the Sooners haven't been challenged really late in games to this point in the tournament.
Ryan Aber joins us from the Oklahoma on the Sooners. Will take on Villanova. And again, I'm like most people, when I see a matchup in March of teams that played at the beginning of the season, I usually discount most of it because they're two totally different teams. But that being said, they played in Hawaii. It was early December. Was there something about that game that Oklahoma should watch out for, even though they won by double digits? Or is there something that you're looking for as a trend in this game that you saw in December?
Well, I think the thing that Oklahoma should look out for is that Villanova, there's no chance that they're going to shoot as poorly from the outside as they did in that game. They were 4-32 from behind the arc when those teams, two teams, played in Hawaii. But for Oklahoma, it was their probably the most complete game of the year because they had, I believe it was six players scoring in double figures. Buddy Hield had a game that was a lot like a lot of his games last year, where he took a lot of shots, missed a lot of shots, but still got his 18 points. But Isaiah Cousins was fantastic in that game. Denzel Walker and Rashard Odom, two reserves who hardly see the floor anymore, played some serious minutes in that game. So I don't think there's a whole lot to take away from it for Oklahoma other than this performance really isn't going to repeat itself. They're going to have to find different ways to win this game if they're to advance to Monday's title game.
Is this Sooners team, has Lon Kruger been building to this sort of expectation and this kind of team? How has this team formulated to what they are today?
Well, it all started with Lon's second recruiting class when he arrived in Norman. That was a class that brought him Buddy Hield and Isaiah Cousins first and foremost, and then they were able to get Ryan Spangler to transfer back home after he played his freshman season, at Gonzaga. And that has been the building block for this organization, this program, as they've went on this incredible streak. They had a Jordan Woodard their sophomore year. He came in a year after Hield, Cousins, and Spangler. And those four have started 104 consecutive games together, which is really incredible, not only in this day and age where you've got one-and-dones and everything else that goes along with college basketball, but really in any era, to have four starters start together for more than 100 games is pretty unbelievable.
Are they a relaxed team with all this, all the attention at a school like Oklahoma? I mean, I'm sure it's the same all the way around, but I love the fan base of the Sooners. Have they been able to sort of keep it loose this week?
Yeah, they have. They've kept everything going pretty normally. They Lon Kruger is a guy who has open practices, not only to the media, but fans as well. He has chairs set up in their practice gym for fans to come watch them work day in and day out. And they kept doing that this week. Monday and Tuesday had open practice, had another one on Wednesday afternoon before they took off to Houston. And they're a team that does seem very loose, and I think they get that laid-back demeanor. Lon Kruger is very, very competitive. There's no doubt about that. But he's also can be laid back, always projects that same air of confidence, and that team has taken on that attitude.
Is there anything that the Sooners, because I've been asking these kind of questions throughout the year, this has been one of those years where we just don't have that overall dominating team, so everybody comes in with a flaw. Where is the Sooners? What could bite them in this tournament?
Well, I think it comes inside for them, especially with what Villanova has done since that first OU game, with the way they've used Ochefu on the interior. Oklahoma struggled at times to defend big-time interior players. When Kadeem Latin is able to stay out of foul trouble on the inside, there can be pretty dominant, but he has found himself in a lot of foul trouble, especially late in the regular season. Seems to have fixed that a little bit, but they're not a team that's going to score a lot inside, and they're not a team that has a whole lot of physical presence on the inside. And losing Akolda Manyang, while Manyang didn't play a whole lot for much of the season, was a big loss for this team when he had to leave following the first NCAA tournament win over Cal State Bakersfield, because he was about the only guy who could provide that size and strength on the interior when Latin is in foul trouble.
Ryan Aber, again, the Oklahoman on the Sooners, who are heading down to Houston. Well, they'll take on Villanova in the Final Four. Good to talk to you, Ryan. Thank you so much for your insight.
Absolutely. Really enjoyed it.
All right, we continue our Final Four playoff previews as they get ready for Houston, Texas, coming up on Saturday. But coming up, we've been talking about D'Angelo Russell and the situation with the Los Angeles Lakers. I think it's a big mess. I think it's a huge problem. I think it's something that's going to plague this team for a while. I might be making a mountain out of a molehill. I understand that. But I only go by the experiences that I've had covering sports over the years and how important that locker room is, how much trust goes on in that locker room, and why guys shun guys, and what that could lead on the court or on the field. Coming up, we'll hear from D'Angelo Russell at a press conference today and hear what he said about this taping of Nick Young that really caused a lot of problems in the locker room. That, and we'll even continue with that NHL discussion next. Yahoo Sports Radio.